Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, a service of Liberty Bank. At 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for your convenience. Lawrence County authorities say they're still investigating the shooting of an 11-year-old Smithville boy who later died of his wounds. Authorities say Jace Freeman died Sunday after being shot in the head Saturday while playing outside his home. The body of a missing man has been found in the Spring River at Hardy by searchers in a helicopter. Police say the helicopter was flying to the main search area yesterday when the crew spotted the body of 54-year-old Steve McPherson. It was downriver from the search area. Two low-level administrators and a doctor who worked for the St. Vincent's Health System have pleaded guilty to improperly looking at the medical file of slain Little Rock anchorwoman Ann Presley of Channel 7, KATV Little Rock. Each faces up to 1 year in prison and a $50,000 maximum fine. Authorities say an 80-year-old woman who lived off Lone Oak Lane in the Sulphur Rock area of Independence County died early Monday morning in a fire at her home. 80-year-old Earlene Burris lived by herself since the death of her husband earlier this year. Office of Emergency Management Coordinator Glenn Willis said the Sulphur Rock Fire Department was called about 3 a.m. and upon arrival, they found the home already engulfed in flames. Investigators from the sheriff's office sifted through the debris to find a cause of the fire. As of this time, there's been no definite determination. A state police investigator is assisting, although Willis says it appears there was no foul play. As standard operating procedure, the body is sent to the state crime lab for an autopsy. A charge of manslaughter for failure to act. That story and more when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Authorities have charged a Stone County man with manslaughter. Prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden says 36-year-old Noah Jason Neese watched his live-in girlfriend, Desiree Turner, swallow about 70 narcotic pills and then failed to summon help until almost 2 hours had passed. Police say the incident occurred around 9 p.m. on July 12th. Neese is in the Stone County Jail in lieu of $200,000 bond. Batesville City Councilman Tommy Bryant told the Batesville Rotary Club yesterday that the proposed Batesville Bypass, which has been discussed for decades, is back in the forefront with a new highway bill being considered in Washington. Bryant said the cost in $2008 for the project would now be about $137 million, with a new White River Bridge being $32 million of that. There are no federal stimulus dollars available now, so it will take direct intervention from Washington to accomplish the task. Current traffic count shows 6,500 vehicles daily passing Rocky Point south of Batesville, about 7,700 south of Cave City. Evening Shade has 2,800. 25,500 vehicles pass daily in front of McDonald's in Batesville. And Brian said with current growth rates, by the year 2028, 8,100 additional vehicles will be running from the White River Bridge to the Highway 167-25 intersection. Today, he said, if the bypass were open, 5,900 vehicles a day would be taken out of local traffic. And the Old Independence Regional Museum has received a grant to support a new community outreach educational program developed by the museum for the new year, 2009-2010 school year. The program has been created to encourage public schools to take advantage of the regional educational opportunities the museum offers. The grant is designed to fund a tour of the museum for 100 students from each of the 12 counties that the museum represents. Baxter, Cleburne, Fulton, Independence, Izard, Jackson, Marion, Poinsett, Sharp, Stone, White, and Woodruff. The tour offered to these schools include the Standard Tour, Depression Era Back Porch, Shawnee Town, Region on the Move, and Living Off the Land. The tour also includes a free add-on program and a trip to the gift shop. The museum is located at 380 South 9th between Boswell and Vine in Batesville. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B., make it a great day.